boy.
Yo, today I have a guest, he is a young, up-and-coming, beautiful specimen of a man.
Beautiful for sure.
He's a streamer.
Uh-huh.
Filipino.
Okay.
And he's a little baby.
Mabuti.
He's 23.
23?
I know.
What?
And he goes by the name.
You young.
AJ.
AJ.
What's your real world name?
No, it's AJ.
This is AJ.
AEJAY.
That's sick.
That's his first name. Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
And then his nickname, I'm Wasabi, Guava, and Guapo.
Oh.
Yeah. WGG. WDG.
Yeah.
So whereabouts are you from?
From here.
From?
LA. Well, SoCal? Santa Clarita.
So it's like okay. LA. Okay. Yeah. I thought about getting a house there. But it's
nice.
Kind of far.
It is far. I did have to drive far. Well, I'm used to the drive, so it's not that far. It's what I'm used to, but
when did you
get
here from the Philippines?
I've actually never been to the Philippines.
What?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know. We're supposed to go.
On it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
He's showing me the streaming world because I'm still new to it. I'm still trying to figure stuff out. And he was like, dude, we should do like a week Guapo Wasabi week in Philippines. I'm like, dude, I'm down right now.
Tickly Alex everywhere, bro.
This is so cool.
Or what?
A microphone? I have to hold it. I'm not used to having to hold a microphone.
We're working out. We're saving up for the stands.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you could still like a makeshift one or whatever.
Yeah. This stands. Cool. Stands are coming. We're like,
I feel like this is cooler.
It's like a weapon.
But it's like, I don't know if it's just me, but it's kind of heavy.
What?
It's probably because you haven't slept in 24 hours.
Yeah, no.
You haven't slept in 24?
I haven't slept probably in a little over.
Is it because of a stream or your sleep schedule is
just a regular 23-year-old schedule?
Last night I went to boxing, mm-hmm. and after that I ate food, and then I got home and I was so tired.
Yeah.
I was so tired. I was about to sleep. I was like, I'm just going to play video games.
Yeah.
And then before I know it, I was like, I'll just play one more. And I kept saying one more, and then now we're here.
And then he texts me in the morning. He's like, "Cool, yeah, I didn't sleep. I'm still coming, but I didn't sleep."
Oh,
like, it's okay.
Well, yeah, I want to go because I want to be, you know, meet you and hang out. But also, I didn't want to, you know, have like bad energy for the podcast.
No, you chilling.
I didn't even notice. You don't even look sleepy.
I'm very.
Do you snore?
Like a monster. like actually a monster. Like everybody I've ever slept with will, like, I don't know how to explain it. Well, like guys and girls. Well, not guys and girls.
Nope.
So like cuddle.
We're not cutting it.
Like, I'm straight, but like I do sleep with guys. Well, like in terms of
butt to nut.
Recently I went to Airbnb in Palm Springs like a week ago.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I slept with two dudes like in the same bed.
Okay.
But it was like not.
Like non-sexual,
they're
right?
My friends. Yeah.
What size bed was it?
Twin.
It was a queen. We had a squeeze.
Oh,
it was
a queen.
Oh. Squeeze.
And then where were you in the?
I was in the middle.
And then how did they deal with your snoring?
I've slept with them multiple times, so they're used to it.
Yeah.
It was my friend Redify, my friend Raw Dog Moon or Connor and Red. But everybody says, I snore like a monster.
Dang,
like,
bro.
Actually, like, horrible.
Last time I slept with a guy in the same bed, dude, I remember waking up at, like, 4 in the morning, and I literally, like, dead ass like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's normal.
Like, this is normal. And then he was like, yo. I was like, oh, my bad, Pat.
Are you, like, big spoon, little spoon? A little jetpack?
What does that even mean?
Jetpack is when, like, you're both facing one way, and then the big spoon, it's like jetpacking. If the smaller person is in the back, it's like a jetpack. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think we all slept on our backs and, like, looked the ceiling.
Where were you? In the middle? On the left?
Yeah,
on the right?
I was in the middle.
Oh.
Actually, when I was a lot bigger, when I was, like, you know, like, huge. Well, I'm still fat now.
No.
But, like, when I was a lot fatter.
Yeah.
Like, 330 pounds. Like, it got better, like, when I lost weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I don't snore as loud.
But, so, let's talk about your fat. So, He brought it up. So, let's talk about your weight loss journey. So, what were you, like, senior year of high school? He's only 23, so that's 5 years ago.
Yeah, high school. Like,
yeah,
5 years
high
ago.
School. That was 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, six years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much?
I think senior of high school, I might have weighed probably the same I do now.
So 220?
But like more fat.
Wait, Oh, less muscle. And yeah. More fat. Oh, so same weight.
Because I was like a, kind of like
isn't
not
crazy?
As
he's
grown.
The same age as Andrew. We just had my little brother on. And
oh, really?
Yeah. But
I didn't get to meet him.
I didn't. It's okay. So 220. And then you, what was the max you got to in the last 6 years?
Like 335.
And then now you're back to
225.6.
Mm. Dang, that's crazy that the human body can do that in that much time.
But like a better 225.6. Because I actually run a faster mile. And I'm not stronger, actually, surprisingly. I was stronger in high school.
Well, you're carrying around less weight, so maybe that's why. Because if you have to carry out 100 pounds around, you're probably going to be stronger. But you're not carrying that anymore, so you're just
saying, in high school, I was stronger.
Yeah. Oh.
But, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You were stronger because you were carrying around that weight, so that's why you're stronger.
No, but I was
the same weight. Yeah. I don't know.
I said I had more muscle now.
What did you do to lose all the weight?
A lot of drugs. I didn't eat a lot.
Not bad drugs. Different.
Tylenol.
I didn't eat.
Yeah, Tylenol.
And, I did a lot of working out. Just changed my lifestyle.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? Boxing.
Yeah.
I originally started my weight loss journey because I got broken up with, and I was really sad.
I was about to ask, what was the trigger point?
Yeah. No, it was a boost. It was a boost.
Yeah.
And then I just started fasting a lot.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
How long was that relationship?
It was 2 years.
It's pretty long for your age.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've been in only two relationships.
Yeah.
Both of them were 2 years.
Oh.
I feel like that's... Like, I can't get past that limit.
We can beat it. I got you.
Aren't you in like, how long's your relationship? Like
4 years.
8 years?
Oh. No, he's like 8 years. I'm 4 years.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Once you get past the 2 year, bro, you're good, bro.
Yeah. I feel like in one relationship, in my next relationship, I'm going to be nervous. Like, when that 2 year mark's coming up, I'm going to be sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Because it always happens.
Mine was always like a year was like, because, like, after a year, you know if it's going to last or not, or if you're, like, actually going to marry them or if you're wasting time. So, usually, I've probably had, like, 3 or 4 year-long relationships where around the year, I cut it off right before Christmas.
Yeah.
So, you didn't have to get the present.
So, how many relationships have you been in before?
Oh, I don't even know.
What?
Well, this one I'm in right now is by far the longest. But I was in a 3 year relationship before. And then, other than that, it was just 1 year relationships. Mm. But I'm definitely...
So, how many?
Boyfriend guy. Oh. Wait, starting at what age? Like high school?
Yeah, just
after
in total.
School?
No, just in general. Like how?
Yeah, but you have like first grade counts?
Well, no, like real relationships.
So like longer than a year. Let me count.
No,
okay.
Not longer than a year, because like a 3 month, 4 month relationship counts.
Oh, I don't have those.
Oh. It's just a year.
I
right?
date to I date looking for the one.
Yeah, I feel. Well,
yeah, so I never had really short term relationships.
Yeah. So how many relationships?
Okay, let me think. Okay, we're gonna start with that one. Okay.
I know that one. I know that one too.
Were you around for all those too?
Of course. We grew up in the same neighborhood.
Like how
like
how old were you?
Only
there?
Six.
How old were we guys?
Yeah, when you guys.
I was like 12. You were like 13?
Yeah, I was like 13, yeah.
Yeah.
We started YouTube when you were 3 years old.
Oh yeah, I remember you told me. Well, you didn't say three, but I remember you said you're like one of the first like 10 YouTube channels or something.
No. I said
100?
One of the first 100.
Probably.
You have a lot of flies flying around you. Do you stink?
No, you could give me a sniff test.
No.
If you want.
You gotta do it, man. You can't just say you can't just say you got flies.
I don't know why there's a lot of can I move?
I just saw. I think I don't know. Because they weren't here before, so I assumed you brought them with you.
No. They were here when I got here.
Oh, okay.
I rest assured they were here. what about you, Roy? How many relationships have you been in?
Like two. Just two.
Two, actually?
Yeah, two.
Your whole life?
Yeah, actually. Well,
the one he's in is like, it's been like all his 20s.
Yeah, since I was 20, I've been with this same one.
Oh, that's
now we
awesome.
Have a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
You just gotta get through 2 years, bro.
So how long have we hung out? Like 4 times? 5 times?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, so.
A lot.
I met him because I was on stream and I was like, oh, I've rated all my friends a million times. So I was like, I want to rate somebody new. So I typed in Filipino and then he was live and I was like, and then I was watching him. He's talking about girls and he's like, I'm chopped. And I was like,
really?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was doing
and he was
that?
Laying in bed and he's just talking about girls. And I was like, oh, he seems like my friends from high school. I'm going to raid that guy. And then his fans were like, oh. And then he was like, what? Who's that? And then he pretended to know me. He was like, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
No. It was like one of those things where it's like I could like I could kind of, my brain could kind of sense you from a distant timeline. Yeah. Or I don't even know if what I said made sense, but it was kind of like,
you've heard it
you
before.
Were familiar through the grapevine of like my brain.
Yeah.
But I was way too young. Way too young. You said I was like 3.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you weren't 3. We started popping when we were like 18. It's like 5 years. Yeah. So you're then like you eight. Were like 8. Yeah. Right? I don't know. Something like that. Wait, I don't know.
You're 23.
23.
So, you're
like 2010 is 13. When we stopped popping? 2011?
13. You're 13.
Yeah, you're like 13.
2000. Wait, so you were 2010? Our fan base. So I was 8.
Yeah. You are our fan base for sure.
Because I was born in 2002.
You know, we met Jason at a charity basketball league with like Jeremy Lin had a basketball thing in Canada.
Yeah, they. I think my chat told me about that.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, when he saw us, he's like, you are my childhood. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I just raided you, and then I was like, oh.
It's crazy. It's a small, small world.
Yeah, yeah, and he was like, let me look him up. He looked at my Instagram, and he was like, oh, you box? We should box. And then that's it. Yeah. We've just been boxing.
Nice. I love boxing. I love boxing.
I'm too unk for boxing now, so I'm in the teaching phase. I'm in the coaching phase.
No, but you have to get in the ring at least like one more time.
I will, after I get my teeth fixed. Which will be in
they're
like
fixed though. They look
no. These three are here. They're very fragile right now.
Smile. Yeah. Well, can you tell? You can't, right?
No.
See?
Yeah, but they can't be punched right now because they'll all fall out.
Yeah, but you're getting them fixed anyways, right?
So. Yeah. It's not worth it. But when I do get it fixed, we're gonna spar. We can spar.
Let's say you get it fixed, and then what if they just break because you're boxing? So wouldn't you rather box first, then get it fixed instead of
it's like a whole
like,
thing.
That's like getting a car wash and then going off roading instead of going off roading then washing your car.
That's true. No, I will. They'll be stronger once I get them fixed. They're gonna be a lot stronger than they currently are right now. Mm-hmm. He thinks I'm scared to spar him.
Oh, no, yeah? I don't think
he's
you're
like,
scared.
Come on, little boy.
No. I don't think you're scared to spar me. I think you're really good. So I wanna.
I gotta get my freaking back fixed too. My back is messed up. I haven't ran in like 6 months. I haven't ran like more than 200 feet in six months.
I think, but you say your back's messed up, but like you're like looking really good in the gym.
Yeah, but that's like just stationary punching. Like I'm not getting hit, and I'm not running. There's no jostling of my back.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't know, injuries, whatever.
Injuries. What's up?
Would you ever get into boxing?
No, probably more like. In a gang or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is that? What's the correlation?
You don't need hands if you got the PFUs.
Oh. You got the gun, dude. Lay and live by the gun. Pray. Oh, Lord. That's my motto, bro. So why punch when you can just grab?
I've actually recently shot my first gun.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was last night on Deadlock, right?
I didn't expect it. No, I forget. Oh, it was on New Year's. It was on January 1st.
Did you shoot in the air?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was for a stream. We went to a gun range.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect it to be like that.
What do you mean
like
that?
Like the kickback? The recoil?
Yeah, I didn't expect it, but I'm not going to lie. I don't mean to like be that guy. I would need people to like, well, it was on stream, it was on video. So, but I actually did have quite the perfect aim.
Okay. Oh,
quite the perfect aim.
He's like a natural. Aren't you like a one of the top in the world in Valorant?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are?
Well, was.
Oh,
was.
I never played. That's how I'm assuming it's shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was video games, but I mean, it's like pretty different, but I understood. I am a fan of guns, so it was a little bit like easier for me to do it.
Yeah.
But do you like guns?
No, I actually shot my first gun a couple of years ago because I always had this irrational fear when you shoot, the recoil would just shoot me in the face like that. So in order to get rid of that fear, I went to the range and shot. I was like, dang, this is nice. I should start doing this more.
My white side of my family is from Kentucky, and they're super like farmer hunters.
Oh, so you
super country accent. So I've shot a bunch of guns like in the woods at like targets, but
at Target.
At Target.
Oh, dang! I was like
Target. But growing up, we grew up in like a pretty like, I wouldn't say the hood, but it's like the suburban form of the hood.
It's
It's better now.
Yeah, it's better now.
But we grew up and it was like gangs and like everything in our schools and stuff.
Yeah.
And every New Year's I would go to some party and at midnight everybody would pull out guns and shoot it into the yard and be like, Happy New Year's, boom, 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 boom.
Into the yard?
Into the ground, because you can't shoot it up, it's gonna fall somewhere. So everybody would just go out in the yard and be like 20 of us just in the yard just shooting into the ground.
You did that too?
Yeah. I had to.
In Kentucky or Durham?
In North Carolina. Durham.
In Durham?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, you wild, dude.
Yeah.
Whose yard?
Just whatever party we're at. It's just everybody did it.
Everybody and then afterwards, would people just have to go clean up the bullets?
No, it goes deep in the ground. You just leave it.
And then it grows a gun tree.
Yeah, and then you get a gun tree. You get all these new guns for the next year, for next New Year's.
Well, there's probably so many... Somebody's poor yard probably has so many bullets in it. Well, it's
the person's house. They're the ones to be like, let's go shoot in the yard. So it's their house.
And then they would just pass out guns?
No, everybody has their own gun.
That's crazy. A basket of guns. Here you go. Take this gun, dude.
I didn't have a gun, but my friends would be like, here.
Yeah,
like,
dude. All
right, blah, 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 blah.
It's crazy back
super
home.
Super unsafe.
Super duper. You know,
I'm surprised nobody hit any feet. Yeah. It's like, it wasn't like... Like super hood, like the projects, but it was pretty gang related area. Like our school, one time we had a bomb threat and everybody got evacuated to the football field, but it wasn't a bomb threat. It was just gang member called in so that they could get everybody into the field so that the two gangs in the school could fight each other but being surrounded by civilians.
Yeah.
So it's harder for the cops to stop them. So, like, we're just out there and everybody's fighting. People are passing out because of heat stroke. And, people get knocked out and then you just run. It was crazy. And then we jumped the fence and got in the car and left.
Yeah, I remember that day. It wasn't as bad as you say it would, because I had fun.
Oh, I did too. I also had a girlfriend. I had my sister.
Oh, that's true.
I was in protection mode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was spectator mode.
Yeah, I was like, woo.
Like if they were just fighting each other with their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that
could be knives.
Safe.
It could be
knives.
Yeah,
it's fine, but it was like 100-degree weather and like thousands of kids and then the cops couldn't figure out who was fighting, and then I don't know, it was crazy. It got so many cops showed up, like 50 cops showed up. It was crazy. We were all over the news. There's helicopters flying around the football field.
Oh my god.
And then you just see Roy like, woo.
Yeah,
so were you guys in the same grade?
No, he's a year older.
I'm a year older. Yeah.
A year older, so he's always the kuya to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's
dog.
The only one in my life that calls me kuya consistently. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Not even my little brother does. Oh,
yeah, I mean that's just how I call everyone older than me. That
yeah,
that's Filipino, I guess. He like said, even at family parties mm-hmm. and stuff.
He said when we first started hanging out, he's like, "Oh yeah, my mom's Filipino. She loves Philippines." And then she like sent me some TikToks of you. Just because you're Filipino. Like,
yeah. It was when you guys went to the San Diego thing.
It
like came up on her like TikTok or something,
yeah,
and she sent it to me.
Yeah. That thing went viral. I'm like,
they
ooh.
Did go viral. That was crazy.
That was wild.
I've never seen so many phones out.
For real?
Yeah. I wish I went, but I couldn't.
Oh.
That was when I was at the Palm Springs.
That's because you're sleeping with other guys.
Well, when you say like that, but not like...
No, you were like, sleeping with other guys.
No, but why you not saying it like that? I was sleep, but like normally.
Yeah, but
in a straight way.
That was after, or before you guys showered together.
Oh, I did shower with them. Oh my gosh, you can't even like. But I had swim trunks on, and it was for
okay,
sure.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever done it naked though?
No.
Would you? Because I have.
No, I probably not. Probably
have you?
Not.
Have you showered together?
I think with swimming trunks. I don't think naked.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah. But you're wording it a lot. Like you're wording it. That's what happened.
What? Yeah, that's what happened.
But you're wording it like they're gonna think that I showered with guys.
No,
which
I
did.
I think I think that's just how you're taking it. I think everybody else is watching. They're like, oh yeah, they just showered like bros. They just lather each other up like bros.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you guys you guys like. Slept. Were you guys like shoulder to shoulder? Were you touching shoulders when you were sleeping?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice.
Oh, that's
good.
Cool. That's
good.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't enough like that much room in
on
the bed.
A lot of room.
No, not on the bed.
Yeah, the bed you can make room.
Yeah.
No.
I can give you examples. There's a lot of ways. You ever heard of geometry, brother?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but we were sleeping like normally, like.
Like one, two, three.
Yeah.
Like three hot dogs like that.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess if like
three,
we
just
had
three
like
wieners
some
in a bed.
Curvatures and
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same blanket?
Yeah.
Are you guys, did you tuck each other in?
No.
Did you separate each other with a pillow?
no room for that.
Oh wow,
that's sweet.
There was no other beds in the house at all. That was the only bed.
No, it was because we were in Airbnb and there was a lot of, there was like, it was for like a game show, boys versus girl game show, yeah. And then the person who got the Airbnb like miscalculated and there was like too many girls, and then like we wanted to make sure that they had like the rooms and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Respect.
So then we just crammed in.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah. How'd you start streaming? Like, what was the pivoting point? Like, yo, I'm going to be
actually a streamer. It was pretty quick, actually. Yeah. So I got my start from Valorant. Mm. And at one point, I was like, I was pretty good at Valorant. I was like, my highest was like top three in North America. That was my highest.
Dang, bro. Who's your main?
In Valorant, well, statistically, like most games played, it'd be Sova.
Okay.
And then after that, I believe it's Jett and then Raze.
Okay.
But I don't play any of those. Well, I don't like Sova anymore, but that was probably my most played at the time.
Sova's the Arrow?
Arrow,
okay,
yeah.
Got it. It's been a while since last time I played.
That was so, during COVID is when you started playing?
Yeah.
Like streaming and playing?
That's when I started.
Otherwise, if COVID wasn't a thing, I would have never got on Valorant.
Yeah.
Like, I got Valorant because I literally had no friends and I was so bored.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to find something. Yeah. And then I played that and then I started streaming it.
Yeah.
And then.
Where were you so good? Did you have like a history with like, like Counter Strike or something?
CSGO.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was like 13 or 12 and I was in Radiant. Mm-hmm. Or not Radiant. Global Elite.
Dang, bro.
So I had
That's a you know what that means?
No, I don't know any of these words you guys
are
talking
about.
It's
like let's say Mario Kart.
Yeah.
When he's 12 years old, it's probably top three.
Dang.
Yeah.
How are you in Mario Kart?
I only played it like not competitively, but I did play it. I think my favorite character to use was probably Luigi.
We grew up playing Mario Kart. I won a $10,000 tournament one time.
How?
Because my friend just had, he was just rich YouTuber guy, and he was like, I'm having a tournament. He had all these freaking YouTube gamers come over, and they're all supposed to be so good at Mario Kart. And then I was just his neighbor, and I came over, and he was like, yeah, come play. And it was 10 of us, and I beat all these YouTube gamers.
Was it just in one race?
But there's four races in it. Oh, yeah, so it was just one round, and yeah, I won. And everybody was like, oh.
What kind of race?
It's like
Filipino.
It's the pre. Yeah. It's like called like the. Well, it's like
Grand Prix.
Grand Prix. And then there's four maps.
Yeah, that's
in
what it
one.
Was, yeah.
And then you probably Mickey Mouse them. Like if it was like more, if there was more maps, then it would have been more.
Yeah,
skill.
Yeah. If they would have done more rounds. But I super won them.
Well, that's good though. That's really good.
So, he said that he snores like crazy. Remember Jimmy? Did you ever hear him?
No,
sleep?
No.
Oh my gosh, I had this friend. And he was, that's Coda.
Hello.
I had a friend growing up and he owned the restaurant that we worked at. And he was like a bigger dude. And every once in a while, there would be a party at his house or something. And then we would sleep. And I would be upstairs in a room, in a bed, with door closed. He's downstairs in his room, door closed. And both our doors were vibrating from his snoring.
Dang.
From just one guy snoring was shaking, but vibrating both our doors. What, she likes you?
Yeah. Well,
Coda, what are you doing?
She's so cute.
She's a licker.
I love dogs.
Yeah.
But speaking of snoring stories, my mom has one where when she got home from work, like from outside, she could hear me snoring.
Dang.
And I live on, I'm on the second floor.
Yeah.
And like, but my room's towards like the front of the house.
Yeah.
And I think I have my window like slightly open. And she said when she got out of the car, she could hear me snoring from the road, from the
and
street.
She's like, I thought I left the car on, but it was you.
Yeah, she's like,
do you have siblings or no?
Yeah, I have two. One older, one younger.
How old are they?
My older brother is 2001 and my youngest brother is 2006.
Oh.
So how many years apart is that from you?
I'm 2002.
So
not that far.
One and four. Who are you closer with?
Which is your favorite?
Ikuya or your younger one?
I'm going to be honest, kind of embarrassing to say, but like, I don't really talk to them, which is crazy because they live right across the hall.
Oh, you guys all in the same house?
Yeah. They're right in the room next door. But I'm not going to lie, like, sometimes, like, I go weeks without talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a streamer. Normal, you're in your room. They probably have jobs too.
Is that normal?
That's very normal, dude.
They're like they're in the room next door. My little brother goes to school.
Yeah. College or high school?
Yeah, college.
That's busy. He's busy.
Man, I try to keep up with him. I think he's it's something to do with NASA.
So
he's really smart. He's like a super nerd.
A
super duper nerd.
And then
He's a teacher.
Oh yeah, yeah. So everybody's busy.
He's a teacher for like I think like third graders or second graders or something.
Mm-hmm. I gotta learn how to stream from you because I know you're like, oh yeah, it's easy. And then he's like, here, just switch to ingest, click this and click that, go here. Okay, now you do this. Make sure you do the title. No, and I'm like, whoa.
See, I was like you at one point, but then I just learned it. Like you just pick it up.
Yeah.
But I do have a tech guy.
Yeah. So like, I need a tech guy.
You have tech guys?
How much is that? Is that expensive?
No, not really. Like,
yeah, you can mouth it like this. Go.
Oh, it's not. Yeah.
$5 a month? Yeah. Nice.
No, that's it. So it's
that'd
pretty
nice.
But
and then he just comes over whenever you need him?
No, he's actually remote.
Oh.
But I it's because I barely use him. That's why.
Yeah.
If I use him a lot more, it'd be like way more.
Yeah, yeah.
How much do you use him in a month? Like how many times?
I would say like basically he does production. So if I'm doing something cool, like for example when I boxed and I had that timer with the rounds.
Yeah, that
and stuff,
was cool. Yeah.
He would just do it for that. But like for the most part, I'm just at home like gaming and doing that so he doesn't even do anything. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm like if I need anything where involves like any cool production or anything that needs to be on screen, like he just does it.
Yeah, I need to freaking figure that out. I need to get my IRL all set up and then I need to get a tech person that lives here that can come over and just do everything. I'll be like, okay, I don't even know what Twitch formats are like. What's cool? What do you
suggest?
Don't,
everything can be done remote. You don't like tech person in person would only be if you need to like set up a microphone or like if you need them to do wiring. But in terms of the setup for your OBS and all that stuff, it could all be done remote.
That's crazy.
All of it. You just give them like your password or and stuff and they could literally set up everything.
I got Streamlabs.
Yeah, they could set up all that stuff remote.
Okay, I gotta
everything.
Figure it out.
Literally everything.
I could do it for you.
You should go to do OBS. Because Streamlabs is very taxing on your PC.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's like if you want a min-mac.
That's another thing
that's
to learn.
That's if you want like the best, the best.
Yeah.
I could do it for you.
Because OBS is less
so
taxing.
I think we should, we have a 23-year-old here. We can just like catch up on the new lingo and stuff that we don't know about.
Oh, okay.
So like, I hear you say stuff like chopped. I know what chopped means.
Yeah, chopped like ugly.
And then chud. What is chud exactly?
Chud, actually, I believe if you like Google it, it's somebody with zero redeemable qualities.
Yeah, chud.
Like, irredeemable? You
know, like somebody that's like has no good qualities.
Dang.
Like Epstein, basically.
So you're Epstein.
What?
No.
He said he's a chud.
No, but chud is like a lighter version.
Chud.
Like Epstein is like a
it's like a protege. Epstein protege.
No.
Whoa.
No.
He's going on what you're telling us, man.
No, but it's like a family, like chud would be like a family friendly version of that, you know? So it's just like it's like the bad qualities crazy bad.
Like Drake Bell kind
of
thing.
So like a prime example of a chud, like a chud is somebody that could still be accepted in society.
Oh.
But they're just a chud. You know?
Got it.
Like, somebody with no redeemable qualities, but they're still kind of redeemable.
Got it.
You know?
So, I want to know what the millennial version of that word is. If you think about it.
What is millennial?
Which tattoo you regret?
This one.
That's your number one?
Yeah.
Is that the one your mom hates the most?
It's No.
Which one does she hate the most?
She didn't hate any of them.
That's a supportive mother.
I think Appa's my favorite one that I've seen.
Yeah.
We have a shower together, so I gotta...
This is it.
Appa.
What was your first one?
The sleeve right here.
The bottom one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like a big fan of Moana?
Actually, yeah.
Dwayne Johnson is my favorite celebrity.
Why?
He's just a goat. I don't know. I just really like him. I don't really have a reason, but he's just a goat.
Yeah.
Let's all go one by one and tell our mom's reactions to our first tattoos. My mom was, "Ay, ay, nako," and that's it. And then she let it go.
Mine?
Yeah.
My mom said, I don't see a tattoo.
Oh, because it's
just
so
trying
tiny.
To avoid it. avoid looking at it.
Doesn't your dad have a lot of tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my mom, she took me to get my tattoo, so she didn't really.
Oh.
Yeah. I asked him. I'm not like sneaky. I like ask them and stuff. So
yeah.
Ask my parents. Yeah. I've never really like been like the sneaky type. So.
Mm. You never snuck out before?
No, I was actually a really good kid. Like actually in high school, I actually refused to cheat in school.
Did you ever get detention?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, I got in trouble a lot in high school.
For what though? I bet it's the same reason.
Like for just being a class clown.
Yeah, same. Like, it's never like, anything bad.
I was never I was never disrespectful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I would just be like obnoxious and loud.
Just causing a chaos.
Yeah, for sure.
Me too.
Okay, let's go in a circle and tell how that one person in high school died. You can start.
Oh, hit by the school bus.
What?
Yeah. One girl was in my class, and then the next day she wasn't there because she was crossing the road, and she just got dragged by a school bus.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even think it was our school. Wow. I think it was another school bus that she was just crossing the street. And yep.
Yeah.
Did that school bus driver go to jail?
I don't know. I didn't follow up. I was just
that's
like,
crazy.
This is like my first anything with death. I was like, whoa. I was
like 15. Wow. You were 15?
Mm-hmm.
I just remember one guy. It was crazy because he was in my art class.
Yeah.
And then the next day he wasn't in my art class.
Yeah, same. Mine was science. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
I was like, where'd he go? And then the art teacher was like, so Justin just got a car crash, hit a tree, split him in half.
Dang.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. What about you? You have any high school you're like, what?
There's at least one.
Probably school shooting.
What?
You had one at your school?
No.
No
way. It was a neighboring school, but we had to go into lockdown as well. Because like everybody it was crazy. It was like it was at a school called Saugus High School.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember because I was in astronomy class. Astronomy? That's the one with the
stars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
astrology.
Astronomy.
Astronomy
is about
the planets.
Astronomy.
Planets,
I remember it was first period because in our school, first period was not mandatory, it was second period.
Yeah.
And that starts at 8.
Yeah.
But first period starts at 7.
Yeah.
But I would always go to first period so I could leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go to school an hour earlier so I could leave an hour earlier. And then the shooting happened at around 7:40, 7:35.
Yeah.
And I believe it was 4 people that died.
That's crazy.
And,
did you have metal detectors in your high school?
No.
Oh, we did.
So I remember when it happened, we went to lockdown and I was pretty chill. And then I remember when we had to leave, it was there was cops, hands up. But I remember just being there, there was a lot of fear mongering, because nobody really knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Everybody's on social media and people are posting on Snapchat. This time, Snapchat was
crazy.
Everyone's saying there's multiple shooters. They're hitting all schools at once in the district.
We didn't have Snapchat or TikTok when we were in high school. So
everybody was just saying, oh, they have grenades or because I mean, you don't know what it is. It's assault rifles, pistols and stuff. And then, ended up being a kid with a revolver and he killed 3 people and then killed himself.
Oh,
so
my
by 4 people. God.
It's so crazy that you can ask anybody in America, what relations did you have with a shooting at some point in your life? And you're like, oh yeah, there's this one time everybody has a story in America.
It's crazy.
That's
crazy. Very unfortunate, man.
Because at the time, you don't know what happened. You don't know what to think because you're in there. But I'll be honest, for me, it didn't really. I remember, I told a story on my stream a lot, honestly, it affected me very differently than everybody else. That made me realize that everybody processes emotion and trauma differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because honestly, we had that rest of the week off and the next week off or something like that.
Yeah, of course.
And when we got back to school, everybody was the nicest they've ever been. The teachers were nice.
Yeah.
They were forgiving. There was no homework.
Yeah.
And they were, there was constant seminars and they were constantly talking and they were being extra nice. But it's funny because that only lasts 2 weeks and then everything goes back to normal.
Yeah.
But for me, it was if we didn't have those seminars and everyone wasn't constantly reminding about how we just went through a school shooting, I would have forgot.
Yeah.
Because it
it's
really,
crazy. The world just keeps
it
moving on.
And it, but like for me, it was like, I like for like when almost when I got home, I forgot it happened.
Yeah.
Like, which is like, but I just probably process it differently
when I was,
than everyone else.
I used to work at a hospital and I was like the guy that called the code blues and stuff like on the floor. And I was just at the desk.
Code blue is when
it's like when somebody, oh, we need the doctors here. And then everybody rushes to that room. So I would be the one to call all that stuff. I recorded the medicine and stuff. And every once in a while, somebody would just die. And I'm like, whoa. And one time there was this guy that he was like a really big dude. And I don't, he was like having heart problems or something. I was in the cardiovascular center working there. And then this little nurse was like walking him. And when they walk big patients that have, or anybody that has problems walking, they put a belt on them. So like, it's like a weight belt. So you can like, they can help them. But this lady was like 100 pounds and the guy was like 300 pounds and she's walking with him and he's doing a couple laps around. And then right in front of my desk, he collapses on the floor. And then this little woman jumps on top of him and starts giving him, like pumping his chest.
Yeah.
And like the bigger you are, the harder you have to pump because you have to get to the heart to pump the heart.
Yeah.
So she's like, boom, 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 boom. And then I call Code Blue. Everybody, all the doctors, all the nurses from other units come there. And then eventually it was me. This guy's laying there. There's a nurse on top and there's like 10 other people, doctors and nurses standing around. Mm-hmm. And then they're taking turns every like 3 minutes they would take because they got tired. So they have to switch and they go, go. And eventually, which is very common, when you're giving CPR for an extended period of time, you break the ribs because you're like, you have to pump the heart. So they're all the ribs are broken. So this guy from the bottom of his back to his chest is probably this big. And I saw their hands right in front. I saw their hands go from here to like here. Into his chest, and they would just his their hands would disappear in his chest and then come back out. And I was like, oh, and then I got fired, but I probably was gonna quit anyways because I didn't like how normal death was. I saw doctors go into a room before, and then they would come out, they would like have to tell the family somebody died, and they'd be like, yeah, and then they come out and they're like, and as soon as they go around the corner, they're like, and then they just go to the next patient. And I was like, whoa, I do not like being this okay with death.
Yeah, you
they
got
probably get
to.
Numb to it after
a
while.
Yeah, you get numb. It was
just like
crazy.
Another day.
You ever watched The Pit?
No, but Alexis just did a movie with somebody that's in The Pit.
Yeah, but it's like the, it's basically each episode is 1 hour in the hospital.
Yeah.
And then there's an episode where the main doctor had to tell someone, like the family, like, yo, your thing died. He had a mental breakdown, so he locked himself in a room, just cried for 30 minutes while everything was still going crazy.
Yeah.
And then after 30 minutes, he just got up and was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And then I just told another person.
Through.
I know. I'm like,
the
dang,
world keeps
bro.
Going. It's crazy. I had a best friend died in a motorcycle accident. I used to live with him. And then I moved out, and like within like 6 months of me moving out, he got a motorcycle accident. And then he was in the hospital in like a coma for like a month. And then it was just like,
yeah, man,
you just get so used to death. It's so weird.
Don't take life for granted.
Tim, wait.
Yeah.
Why did you get fired?
Oh, I got fired because I wasn't good at my job.
Oh. And I have two more questions.
Okay.
Why didn't they just use a defibrillator on them?
I think it's different. I think the defibrillator, like, they could, but I mean, it's like, you got to do CPR until they can get them. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
That's a good question, actually.
That is
and
a good
then
question.
Did he end up okay or he died?
So he came back and then he was good enough to take him to the intensive care unit and then he died at the intensive care unit.
Ah.
Yep.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to do CPR for a while, right?
You have to until you can get, until you're stable. Yeah.
Well,
until they can get you, because they couldn't move him either. He's like 300 pounds. So like they couldn't like pick him up and put him on a stretcher because there wasn't time.
Yeah.
Because he was too heavy. It would take too long to get. So they just kept pumping until the rhythm came back.
And how do you know when to stop?
I think you go to doctor school and they probably teach you there.
Yeah. Or maybe the person said, hey, stop.
Yeah.
that's the one I would know.
Like,
oh, stop.
My ribs.
Stop.
No more.
Dang. Yeah. All right. Wow. I didn't mean to divert the convo to death. I was just curious.
No, you super did that.
I know. I just saw a post and the caption's like, oh, tell me how that one was on that in your high school. And then I was like, dang.
Yeah.
You're right.
Let's
go at least
to
one.
A lighter topic. Have you guys ever accidentally like seen your dad's, like you walked in as a kid, you're like, oh,
what?
That's never happened.
No.
It's happened to me one time.
Like,
and I was like, oh.
Was it?
It was, you could tell, all I'll say is you could tell he wasn't Asian. He's the white guy. And I was like, oh.
Oh, so tell me.
Tell me when.
Damn! Adam!
I actually walked in on a roommate one time, and he doesn't believe it's Matt. We used to live together. And I knocked on his door, and he said, I thought he said, come in, but I think he just said, yo. And I took that as, oh, come in. But I think he wanted me to relay the message through the door, but I didn't know that. So he like came out of his bathroom. He was in a towel. I guess he took his towel off. I opened the door, and then he's like, oh. And I was like, oh. And I really don't remember seeing anything, but he doesn't believe me.
Ah.
I don't think I saw anything. You said, I really don't think so.
You heard come
I didn't have my glasses on. Yeah.
Come in or, yeah. Where? Ah, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys never accidentally saw your parents naked?
I don't remember.
On accident? What?
I mean,
I thought that was common.
I sucked my mom's boob when I was little.
Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, me either.
That was like a thing, right?
Huh?
That's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, but I don't remember that.
Yeah. What? I asked him one time, I was like, hey, what's your type? And he showed me some pictures, and I was like, whoa, you wouldn't think it. You wouldn't think that was his type.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think is my type in women?
Yeah, what do you think? Think of a celebrity, and then what...
Well, celebrity. Wait, I don't know.
Celebrity.
Wait, celebrity.
Yeah, just type wise. Not like, oh, like you like that celebrity, but that type of celebrity. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me think. What type of celebrity?
Let me think.
I like.
From the pictures you showed me, I'm gonna think of somebody.
Maybe someone who does ballet or opera. Right.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Probably.
Opera. What is that?
Ballet or opera. You know, it's art form. It's like, doing really well.
You ever George Washington, you know, with the hair, like curly hair.
I'm talking about his hair.
Like
I think
his president?
Type,
no.
His type hairstyle. From what he showed me is like dang, I can't think
You're
of any
me wonder,
oh, like,
man.
Like Karina Koff, is that her name? Koff?
Yeah, I think she's attractive.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say she's my type.
What about Sydney Sweeney? The pictures you sent me were more like blonde.
Yeah. Well, I think Karina Koff is very attractive. I think Sydney Sweeney is very attractive. I would say they are my type, but I don't find... Like, I think they're attractive. I'm not attracted to them. That makes sense.
Oh, okay. But, like, so what's your type? What's, like, a common...
Well, probably them. Like, probably that type of archetype.
Yeah.
But just not them. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I like white girls with blonde hair, but just not them.
Yeah.
But I think they're very attractive.
I think I was never into white girls because in Kentucky, I grew up, like my whole white side of my family, everybody was blonde and white. So it was just like common to me. So I was never attracted to them growing up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that why some, I guess, Asian girls, they like other races because they're so used to Asian guys?
Yeah.
Is that usually?
So. Well, see, like, yes, probably, but also no, because... I'm the same way as him, but except the opposite.
Yeah.
Like growing up, I only grew up around white people. Like going to school.
Uh-huh.
Like, cause my town is like super, like predominantly white people.
In Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just like, I just
got used to it.
Yeah. And then that's like my type.
Oh. Damn. White girls. And what was your previous relationship races?
White.
All?
Yeah.
You've only dated white?
Yes. Well, one of them was like Finnish and Swedish. And white, and another one was British and Portuguese.
Oh, whoa. Okay, that's a little splash in there, a little splash.
Yeah, but white though, like white.
Oh, it's como está. That's Korean British and Portuguese.
Como está, isn't
como está?
Como está? That's Spanish.
Yeah, but British. If you say it in a British accent, como está.
But
that's Portuguese
that's,
too, because it's part
French accent.
Como esto? How do you say it in a British accent then? Right? How do you say como está in a British accent? That's
como está. No, is that right?
Yeah. Como está. That's good.
That was very British.
Yeah. So that's British Portuguese.
Yeah.
Well, let me hear yours.
Como está? Como está?
Oh, one of the first times we hung out, he was like, hey, since we're both Filipino, you want to go get Jollibee? And he didn't know we were on the poster.
Yeah. No,
I did not.
That's cool, right?
Yeah, it would be cool if you guys got free Jollibee forever, but I didn't get the employee discount.
We did, but we still don't have a poster. We haven't gotten sent a poster. We even asked the manager. Didn't get it.
They didn't even let us know it was up, nothing. It's like, hey, if we use your poster...
They got you on the 360 deal. They you guys signed the contract.
Yeah.
It was probably like they can use your name and likeness forever.
We gotta check it though, because if they violated that, then we can use their name and likeness to our advantage. You know what I'm saying?
How?
Dang, man, we gotta go freaking go to the Philippines.
Yeah, we should.
It's gonna be crazy.
Where in the Philippines are you from? Your family from?
Tondo and Malabon.
Where's that? North?
It's in. I know it's in Manila.
Oh, okay. You're like the main man.
Yeah, but I know Tondo and Malabon's like more chill. I know Tondo's like the hood.
When do you want to go? I mean, where would you want to go if we go?
Probably his hometown.
Which I hope we freaking go.
Well, I was told not to go to Tondo.
Why?
Because it's the hood.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get killed.
I feel like that's where most of our parents were not from, like, Manila. They're all from, like, little places. There's like, oh. Mine was Angeles City, which is not bad. That's not bad. Yeah, mine's
Mine's like a little town. Small.
Yeah.
Small town.
If we go, we should go to, there's freaking Palawan, there's Cebu, there's Boracay.
Oh, yeah. Wherever, like, to be honest, anyway, I have to do more research, but I'd be down to go wherever, but there's a big problem.
What?
I don't like flying. Like, I'm not scared, I just don't like it. It's like, you just sit there, and it's like.
You just get bored, or?
Yeah, for 16 hours is a flight, it's like.
Yeah, but you just sleep for, like, 10 hours, and then you watch three movies, you're done.
Yeah. Just get the, you two have a Switch, too? Two
movies in a row? Oh, no, I get motion sickness.
We need a freaking.
Take a Dramamine.
We need a freaking, a brand to fly us out so we can fly first class, because then you can actually sleep, you can lay down.
Then that is good.
Mm-hmm.
What, did you say take a Brownie?
A what?
A Brownie?
Dramamine.
It's motion sickness.
It's like motion sickness pills. To help. Oh, it goes away.
I thought you said to take an edible.
No, no. That'll make it worse, dude.
No, that's what everybody does. That's like the best method.
Really?
Do you,
take an edible before your flight.
Do you smoke or?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, what?
But not like, I wouldn't say I smoked and have I taken edibles? Yes. But like, do I do it consistently? No. But like, do I like it? Yeah.
Oh.
I like smoking.
Oh, yeah. I'm down.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do a smoke stream.
Like right now.
We got nothing right now,
we should do a smoke stream. I actually don't partake that often, but I used to a lot. But I don't anymore, except for with one person on my stream that is like a cancer survivor. So she does. And like while she's going through it, she would get on and be like, you want to take a hit? I'm like, yep. And then we would. And that's most of the only time now.
Aww.
Oh, that. I mean, I just do it with him. That's a good story.
That's good.
We do it for like podcasts sometimes. Yeah. Like really? Once a year.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I smoked.
Oh, isn't 420 coming up?
Oh, it is. Yeah.
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 Next month.
April 20. Right?
Oh, we're going to do a podcast. High podcast for that? Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be a good idea. I do actually have these edibles that are actually the most insane edibles on the planet.
Why? What makes it insane?
So, do you know TwitchCon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last TwitchCon, I was staying with a whole bunch of friends. They're also streamers. And they had a meet and greet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the night before, we ordered food and we sent one of our friends out to go grab some edibles. And that night, I smoked a lot of... We all smoked and then we ate the edibles to finish off the night.
Whoa.
And each edible is like 100 mg.
What?
Or... 100, no, 20 mg? No, it's got to be like probably 20 mg. Yeah.
100's crazy.
I mean, sometimes they come in 100 and you're supposed to cut it.
Yeah, but I think it was 20 mg per cube.
Yeah.
And we all, like, we split that cube. So it was like everybody had like 10 mg. Maybe someone had like a full cube.
Yeah.
But everybody had half.
Yeah.
And then the next day, everyone missed their meet and greets. one person was crying saying they couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Me, my eyes were shut, like crusted everywhere. I could barely walk. We had no water in the Airbnb because we forgot to get water. I'm like sucking on a faucet to like moisturize my mouth. Everybody's panicking. We're all like, what? How are we still high?
It's for sure laced with something, right?
No, if you take that much, it lasts for like 16 hours.
No. There was only 10 mg's.
And but you said we smoked, right?
No. We did smoke, but like still.
Oh.
And then the high lasted for everybody around 48 hours.
Oh my dang.
We were high for 2 days.
With 10 mg's.
With 10. No, but there's no way. There's no way.
I accidentally took 420 milligrams. Or like, I think it was like 450 milligrams.
And you weren't high for that
long? It was my first time eating edibles, and I had friends flying in from North Carolina. We just moved to California, so I was like, oh, I'm going to... And like, all my friends smoked, so I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to get them these edibles. I've never had edibles, but I knew they'd be excited because there's no dispensaries in North Carolina. So I was just trying to be a good friend. And then I was watching Shark Tank at night, and then I was like, let me try one of these. And I opened it. It's a bag of candy. And so I ate one. Nothing happened. So then I ate like five. Nothing happened. And then something really engaging on TV happened. So I zoned out and I just started eating it. And then I ate a whole bag. I was like, dude, these are so weak. I was like, I can't believe dispensaries have, I guess they just like are weak at dispensaries because they don't want anybody to get too crazy. So I opened another bag and then I started eating that. And then I fall asleep. And the next thing I remember is I remember opening the second bag, eating some. And the next thing I remember is it's daytime. And I'm like, whoa. So I slept for like 10 hours and I got up. And I was like, I gotta go pee. And then as soon as I stood up, I passed out and fell back asleep for another 8 hours. And then I woke up and I was still a little bit high, but it was not good.
See, you weren't even high for as long as we were. And we were half a cube.
Yeah.
So then it really intrigued me because we were all so high. And yeah. Everybody was high, like the highest we've ever been in the world. We call it edible straight from hell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And then I was like, no. And then, we had like so many bags. We threw them all away. I kept one bag.
Yeah.
And then I brought it home, but I was high for so. I was not 40. It was like probably closer to like 60 hours, maybe 50.
Dang.
And I was like, there's no way. Like that had to have been a bad bag. Cause I'm like doing research. There's no way an edible that's only supposedly 10 mg is doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you know what? And I get my other friend. I'm telling my friend about it. Me and him, it's nighttime. I tell him about it. I'm like, dude, he doesn't believe me. I'm like, dude. And I'm starting to be like, no, it was definitely a bad batch. We got laced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I open up a new one. This is a new bag. And I cut the cube so thin, a sliver of it to where it's see-through.
Yeah.
It's got to be like 1 mg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I give one to him. I cut me one. A little bit.
Yeah.
And I eat it. We go to bed. We wake up.
Same bed.
No.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and then I wake up and I'm high. And I tell him, I'm like, dude, are you high? And he looks at me like this.
Off a little tiny
one? Off a sliver.
Dang.
And I'm going to be honest, if you don't believe me, I have him. Not in the car, but I have my home. I can bring them whenever.
No, I'm down to do we gotta do a high mukbang or something.
Do you want
to? Like, I don't know.
You're fine with being. I promise you, you will be high for minimum 24 hours.
No, I don't want that.
Like, I you can't get rid of it. And there's nothing you can do.
I'm not 23. I got too much stuff to do. But I don't know. I'd like to meet high Guapo and see what's up.
Yeah. Oh, when I'm high, I'm too much.
You're too much. I'm like ADHD for sure.
When I'm high, I would say, because it's weird because weed is like a depressant.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm like, alcohol to me does what I think weed should do and vice versa. So like weed makes me like hyper.
Yeah.
And like more social, and alcohol makes me more chill.
Huh.
Which I feel like it should be the other way around.
Mm.
What kind of alcohol are you drinking? Is it like a cube?
I drink whatever.
Oh.
I drink whatever.
Maybe.
I've never enjoyed drinking.
I hate drinking.
I drink, I don't like, but drinking. Only because friends want to drink or like whatever. Why not? But I never drink. Like, I never get crazy drunk anymore. Drinking. When I was your age, I would go to bed. I would have the spins. And I'm like, why did I drink that much? I don't even like this. I don't even like this.
I don't even get hungover. I think I'm immune. I don't even really get drunk like that. I don't really drink.
Well, maybe your body is like muscle memory because it's like weight memory where you're used to being 300, so it takes a lot for it to hit you.
And I also was 300 when I would be drinking too. I was very heavy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I drank recently in Hawaii. I took down a whole bottle of like, was it Grey Goose?
Yeah.
That's still a lot.
A good chunk of it. And we were out in the club till like 2 or 3 a.m. in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And we had shark diving on the other side of the island at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So I went to sleep drunk, like super drunk at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. I woke up at 5 a.m. completely okay.
That's nice.
And then
that's
we just crazy. Went.
Give me two shots.
So I got him his first coffee ever. You'd never had coffee?
Well, not my first coffee. Yeah, but I don't drink coffee.
Okay, well, I got him a coffee. Yeah. And you know who I saw at Starbucks? Down the street. He lives right here. He lives right in this area. I was like, oh, he said he walked to that Starbucks. I was like, oh.
This one right here?
Yeah, the nearest one to you, yeah.
I don't know. Michael B. Jordan?
No. He's, I'll give you a hint. You might know, no, you don't know him, but you probably know of him. Asian YouTuber.
James Charles.
Oh, I know.
Why is that the first one that popped to
your head? Ryan Higa?
Close.
Oh, Sean Higa.
No. Close.
Kev Jumba.
No.
What's the other one?
Come on.
What do you mean?
One more. It's very close. You guys are very close.
Ryan Higa.
Uh-huh.
There's a Kev Jumba.
And then who else?
Sean.
No. Who else is Asian in that group, though?
Derek.
No. Dang, you know.
Greg.
Greg.
No, mustache. No, no. Oh, there's one more. There's one that you're not saying that's like very close to that group Sean. Of friends.
Sean. Derek.
No.
Irish said Derek.
Oh.
Ryan. No, I'll give you another hint. He's in a long relationship with another YouTuber.
Dietrich.
Yes.
He's here?
I
don't know who that is.
You know all of Ryan's friends except for Dietrich?
I
he was in Quest Crew. He was like a dancer.
I probably know his face, yeah. But I don't remember his name.
Mm. Yeah. He lives in here?
Yeah, he lives right there.
I know some people that live in this area too.
But I said you should be on a podcast. House, he said, like, yeah.
Close by.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, you know people live here?
Well, they're streamers. Like, yeah. Do you know...
I don't know anybody in the stream world. You're the only one I know.
Is it Offline TV? Yeah, I think it's OTV.
Offline TV.
Yeah.
Ryan. Sean. What's his name?
Dietrich.
No, the other guy. We played ball with him in Toronto. The Asian guy.
Oh, Jason.
No.
Oh.
The other one.
The Asian streamer?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, what's your name? He's the Among Us guy.
All us Asians look alike. I don't know.
Oh, John.
No.
Among Us guy.
Toast.
Oh, yeah. Disguised Toast was there. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he talking about Toast? Wait, am I talking about OTV? Oh, my gosh. I might have got my groups wrong. Wait, OTV's
the thing, right? With like Pokemon and stuff?
They were.
Right?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
It's crazy how many different groups there are now. I can't keep track.
Yeah, I know.
I can't. And back in our day, it was Wasabi Productions, Ryan Higa and his friends, and then Smosh.
This is a really nice house.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's a very nice house.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, when did you get this house?
2020.
Oh, so recently.
This is all because of
6 years ago.
YouTube did this. No?
More than YouTube, dude.
I'm guessing... The price of this house probably went up since 2020.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We got lucky. Because 2020, everything went down. So yeah. I'm like, oh, I'll
so
take
it. So 2020 was probably not cheap, but wow. This is a nice group.
Yeah, come in. Yeah. You still live in Thing?
SE. Yeah.
SE?
Yeah.
Yeah, this place is nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you need to go to sleep. You're 23, but you haven't slept in over 24 hours.
Yeah.
You can't keep doing this, man.
I know.
You got to change your ways.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I need to.
Well, thank you for coming by.
Yeah. Oh, is that?
Oh, wait. I didn't hear the freaking... What is the...
What?
Our version of Chud? Nerd?
Chud.
Like when we were the older generation's version.
Oh, yeah. Probably
version.
Geek, loser.
Oh, geek is good.
Moron.
That's what people called us when we started our YouTube stuff.
Yeah. Geek, loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the closest.
Chud boys. Chud
all
boys.
Right, well, thank you, Mr. Guapo /AJ, AEJAY.
Of course.
We're going to the Philippines soon. We're going to box soon. Are we going to box tonight?
You can come, but
maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
I don't even know if I don't
know. Don't do it. Go to sleep. Yeah. You need rest.
No, I'm going to sleep, but I'm going to set my alarm to go because I can't miss. If anything, I can't miss a workout, especially
at least go
I'm
for
trying
a run.
To lose
weight. Toe.
Yeah, well, yeah. Or I'd rather box and go.
Yeah,
for a run
me too.
Because it's better. So,
in the meantime, there's a twin bed upstairs. So, let's go.